1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Morgan Norwood. The White House released a 12-page summary of an interagency review of the U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby said the Biden administration was severely constrained by the Trump administration, but
he trusted the best judgment of his leaders on the ground to make all operational decisions, including with regard to Abbey Gate.
Abbey Gate was where a bomb killed 13 U.S. service members and at least 160 Afghans. New calls for oversight of Supreme Court justices after a ProPublica report into Justice Clarence Thomas accepting lavish vacations from Harlan Crow, a billionaire Republican donor, and failing to list them on his financial disclosures. Crow says the Thomases are friends, and there's been no comments from the court or Justice Thomas. It's Holy Thursday, and Pope Francis took part in the traditional washing of the feet at a youth detention center on the outskirts of Rome. This is ABC News. World health officials say a new COVID-19 subvariant is quickly spreading overseas. The Omicron strain appearing mainly in India at the moment. Details from ABC's Trevor Ault.
This new subvariant does appear to be more transmissible, but there's no evidence it's any more dangerous. And so far, it is not present in the U.S. at any meaningful level. It has not been reported by the CDC variant estimates, at least not yet.
On the loose, the killer of a high-profile tech executive in San Francisco.
Bob Lee was murdered at around 2:30 on Tuesday morning, stabbed to death on the streets of San Francisco. Police have not said much, except nobody has been arrested. Lee founded Cash App and was an executive at companies like MobileCoin and worked at Google at one point. Doug Dalton was a friend.
He's one of those people who he would not have tried to fight them or anything of that.
In reported surveillance video, Lee is said to have been seen calling for help, stumbling down the street after he was stabbed. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Morgan Norwood, ABC News.
Civic Media, I'm Jane Mattner. Here's what you need to know. Governor Evers signed a Republican-backed bill into law on Wednesday that makes it harder for defendants to get out of jail on bail. The constitutional amendment was passed into law by 2/3 of voters during the statewide election on Tuesday. The bill the governor signed defines serious harm and violent crime for use with the amendment. Judges can now set stricter release conditions for any defendant they believe could physically or emotionally harm someone or inflict damages of more than $2,500 while out on release. The Joint Finance Committee heard from dozens of educators during a Wednesday listening session at the Waukesha County Expo Center, many asking that they protect money for education in the next biannual budget. When the governor released his budget earlier this year, Republican Assembly Speaker Robin Voss called it, quote, devoid of reality, unquote. I'm Jane Mattner. This is Civic Media News.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. Featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram.
Saturday and Sunday at 1. On Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
Hey, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
I heard the shuffle of angels.
Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn. Sooner or later, gotta cut you
down. Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you statewide on Civic Media. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits, and all points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. We're going right to the front lines of history in the making. Well, Donald Trump's threats in his Mar-a-Lago speech after he was indicted, arrested, booked, and pled not guilty have resulted in threats, including death threats, to the judge, Judge Juan Merchan. And remember that Donald Trump Jr. posted a picture of his daughter, on social media. Trump blasted the judge as a Trump-hating judge. His wife is a Trump-hating, what, wife? I mean, come on. And his daughter is a Trump-hating daughter. This business of fingering somebody's family is kind of a mafia tactic. Reported today that Judge Merchan has received dozens of harassing calls and emailed death threats. Now, the FBI can trace emails. I don't care where they, I don't care if they go into some kind of an internet cafe. They can trace a death threat. There has been too little prosecution of death threats in this country. Not just death threats in this case, but death threats against any other judges, death threats against senators, congressmen, death threats against Fauci, death threats against health commissioners, election commissioners. Enough's enough. There's not enough of a deterrent. People are not reading that so-and-so issued a death threat and he's spending 5 years in jail. Totally disrupting his life. You know, the judge is in a tough position. Trump is supposedly running for president. The truth is that he's blown off several deadlines where he had to file his financial statements, asking for extensions. The final deadline is coming up pretty quick, and he can't get an extension after that. But there's no real consequence to blowing these deadlines. He hasn't really appointed a campaign manager, finance manager, any of that. He seems to be doing it just to get his name around, pretend he's running. But in any event, one of the things would happen is if this were a mafia case, which it kind of is, or a terrorist case, which it kind of is, if the judge admonished a defendant not to shoot his mouth off and endanger the prosecutor and the judge, and if the defendant disagreed, they would revoke his release. the judge can keep him in jail pending the trial. And he would in any other case. In this case, that would be an international uproar because he's running for president. So he thinks, well, I can continue to gin this thing up and to kind of motivate people in my base and any nut and weirdo in the country to issue a death threat against the judge and his family, and I can get away with it. That's happening. My solution right now would be the FBI, find at least one of the people doing it, as many as you can, arrest them and don't give them bail. Arrest them and don't give them bail. And this time impose a gag order on Trump and shut up about the DA and the judge going forward. And if he'll continue to violate it. He'll continue to tease and play like a dog with a ball. I mean, at some point, this judge is going to have to revoke his release and put him in jail, maybe for 5 days, 5 days in the hoosegow. Then let him go. Say you do it again, it's 10 days. There's got to be something creative that's done in this case. The Republican Party is going along with Trump. Gymnasium Jim GYM Jordan and his Judiciary Committee have just subpoenaed a former prosecutor under Alvin Bragg, a fellow named Mark Pomerantz. You may remember the name. Mark Pomerantz was one of the senior prosecutors that Cyrus Vance, the previous DA in Manhattan, had recruited to prosecute Trump, and they were ready to go. They were ready to go with the prosecution when Alvin Bragg got elected, and Alvin Bragg called it off. At the time, I was very critical of Alvin Bragg, and frankly, I still am in that respect. I think they should have gone forward, and that would have been at least a year before Trump declared for president, and it would have been a lot easier to do this. I think partially Alvin Bragg realized his mistake and corrected it, But what they're trying to do is get this Mark Pomerantz and interrogate him about the guts of the prosecution, why Pomerantz was ready to go a year ago, why Bragg stopped it, blah, blah, blah. At Alvin Bragg's direction, Mark Pomerantz has said he's not going to voluntarily go, and I think they're going to have to bring a motion to quash the subpoena. Fortunately, Alvin Bragg stood tall, and he came back and he stood up to the committee just now. I know he did before, but he did again. And this time he said, look, this is an unwarranted interference on the part of the Congress into a local prosecution. You can't do this. You do not have jurisdiction to try to stick your snout into the whole doings and the innards of our prosecution. Grand jury testimony is secret, and you can't have it, and they'll bring the motion to quash. Well, we'll see what happens. I think the trial judge will grant the motion to quash, and it'll go up. Eventually, it could get up to the six tarantulas. Will the six tarantulas let Trump stick his nose under the tent, trying to interfere with the prosecution? I'm hoping not. But stay tuned. And that is what has occurred there. Trump came back and did a lateral attack on the prosecution. This time he called for the, quote, just now, the defunding of the Department of Justice and the FBI. The defunding of the Department of Justice and the FBI. This is on True Social, just came out. Now, let me tell you something. First of all, Alvin Bragg doesn't work for the Department of Justice or the FBI. That's federal. Alvin Bragg is state. This is a state prosecution because what he did is violated New York law by marking fraudulent business records. And Alvin Bragg has made it clear in the preamble to the indictment, which will be fleshed out during the prosecution, that he did it to obscure tax crimes. I saw one clown on CNN say, well, there's no allegation in there about tax crimes. Wrong. What he really means is the exact tax crime is not specified, which is not required at this point. But it does refer to tax crimes. It does refer to other crimes as far as trying to defraud the public on what he's doing in this catch and kill situation with the National Enquirer, with this David Pecker is the name of the guy who owns the National Enquirer. David Pecker turned on him, ratted on him like a dog, ratted on him like a dog. And that's what's occurred. So has nothing to do with the FBI. It has nothing to do with the Department of Justice. Now, as a practical matter, the FBI and the Department of Justice are very much involved with a potential prosecution over the taking of the Mar-a-Lago documents. That these are top secret. You know, there are levels of secret, top secret, and eyes only. Sometimes there's a document that can only be seen by four people, five people. Trump took a lot of these documents. And then the word has just come down. It's very serious for him that when he got the subpoena, he went through them himself. And he said, all right, this one you can give him. Nah, this one I'm keeping. And then they lied in their representation of the FBI and said they're turning everything back and they have nothing else. But the FBI knew they had stolen other stuff. And Trump was the one that oversaw the loading of an airplane to fly it up to Bedminster, New Jersey. And it's just come out, he showed some of these documents to his donors. And Trump, in his speech at Mar-a-Lago the other night, essentially admitted to all these elements, because he somehow thinks that if he's, that he comes right out and says, yeah, I did this, yeah, I did that, everybody go, okay, okay, well, he's admitting it, so he's okay. No, it's not okay. Here's what he said. I had the right to keep these, so he says he took them and he knew he took them. But more importantly, he says, now they're going after me under the Espionage Act. And that requires the death penalty, trying to feel sorry for himself. There's no death penalty asserted in this case against him. The death penalty is what happens. You do it in the middle of World War II, and you're working for the Nazis, and they get you, and they execute you. That's what we did back in the 1940s. And if we had a declaration of war with Russia right now, we'd arrest Tucker Carlson for treason. That's different. What Trump did by showing it to his donors, and the FBI thinks, and they're investigating, did he show these documents to enemies of the United States for money or for blackmail? And if he did, that is espionage. Showing it to donors is espionage. Using it for your own private gain is espionage. So this idiot gives this speech and he says, oh, they're going after me under the Espionage Act. That is something that the DOJ and the FBI is very much involved in. And I think what Trump is doing by urging the defunding of the DOJ and the FBI is to insulate him on that one. The one in New York, he's got to know. His lawyers have got to know that the only individual who can pardon him there is the governor of New York, Kathy Hochul, who said she will not. And Alvin Bragg gets no money in salary or anything else from the DOJ or the FBI. You put all that together and that's what's happening. And I'll leave it at this before we go to the next segment after the break. You cannot let a judge tolerate death threats and let that go unpunished. That cannot be tolerated. Going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Brought to the light, you can run on for a long time, run on for a long time, run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long tongue liar, go and tell that midnight rider, tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.
The This is so good.
Why are you eating so much popcorn?
Well, I'm making a difference for Wisconsin schools, and I was able to easily shop online.
I mean, it does look yummy.
OMG, you've got to try this cheddar jalapeno.
Mmm, it is good.
Oh, and I ordered a bunch of other gourmet flavors, chocolate delight, cookies and cream, and even dill pickle, delivered to my door. And I help Wisconsin schools in the process. Go to the Wisconsin Popcorn Shop at civicmedia.us/shop. That's civicmedia.us/shop. And order now. The shop closes April 10th.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram.
Saturday and Sunday at 1. On Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast. Mainly clear tonight with a low of 26. Winds out of the northwest, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Partly cloudy tomorrow, high of 42. Cloudy skies tomorrow night, chance for snow showers. Lows dip down to about 29. Highs level off around 46 Saturday with mixed precipitation possible at times. D8, sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Sunday, 2 to 4 inches of snow tomorrow night through Saturday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 46.
This is Civic Media for the Fox Valley.
Radio.com.
Back to Matt from Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. One thing I want to mention at the top here is we have two tickets to the Milwaukee Brewer game tomorrow night. It's going to be nice weather. It's going to be a great game. The Brewers are on a real roll. They're on a home run roll. So here's what I'm going to do. The first person that calls in says they'd like to go to the game tomorrow night, you're going to have two tickets. That's what I have to give away, and I think we'll have some more going forward. But if tomorrow night, nice weather, you want to see the Milwaukee Brewers play, just tell me. First caller tells me he's able to go, wants to go, and they get two tickets. Okay, I want to bring this back a little bit to our state Supreme Court race, which has been dominating national news. It's been totally dominating national news. Donald Trump blasted Dan Kelly. He blasted Dan Kelly. And he goes, that Kelly, an ungrateful son of a gun, if he had only asked for my endorsement, I would have given it to him and he would have gotten it. He would have won. He would have won, but he didn't. And he didn't. And so he didn't win. I got news for Donald Trump. Dan Kelly ran in 2020 and he did ask for Trump's endorsement. And Trump did give it to him until Kelly got shot out of the water. The reason he didn't ask for Trump's endorsement this time, because it hurt him last time, and he still got blasted out of the water. So give me a break. Give me a break. One other thing I want to say that's very good news, and this is something that was just revealed last night. Ann Walsh Bradley. Now, remember, there are two Bradleys. There's Ann Walsh Bradley and there's Rebecca Bradley. Rebecca Bradley is the very right-wing Republican who voted not to certify Joe Biden. And Walsh Bradley is the good Bradley who voted to certify Joe Biden. And Ann Walsh Bradley is up for re-election in 2025. That's the next Supreme Court race. And she has said that she will run for re-election. That's excellent. She's 71 years old. She'll be 73 then. But she really is at the height of her judicial abilities. I know her reasonably well. She's a very fine person, very, very good judge, and it's very, very likely that she will be elected the next state Supreme Court chief justice, because under Wisconsin, well, rule now, which was imposed by the Republicans, every couple of years, the court elects its chief justice. It's not just the senior person, which used to be the case. So look for her to be chief justice in 2 years, and look for her to be reelected. And I think that's just excellent news. Excellent, excellent news. Okay, we're going to the lines, and we'll take you in order. And I'm going to take you in the order you called. Gene of Eau Claire, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Gene?
Thank you for the great service that you provide the people of Wisconsin and other states. I just want to quick bring something up that goes to everything that you are educating us on, history and history in the making. And I apologize, I'll be listening to you a little later, but I've been watching live the Tennessee House voters, House votes on the expulsion of Democratic members. I strongly recommend later, after your show or later today, you can get it on YouTube, and it's the Tennessee House votes. I'm watching it live, that they want to get rid of their Democratic members for speaking out, you know, on behalf of these young people, you know, that have been protesting, and especially in those areas where the people were killed, the kids were killed in school, and they want to kick them out. And it's just amazing. They've never did it for anybody. You know, they may have broke some rules for trying to get their voice heard for their constituents, but they were not trying to get violence. And it's just unbelievable. But it speaks to everything about fascism, you know, creeping in on little cat's feet. Well, this is coming in on elephants' hoofs. And everybody in Wisconsin, where all these little rumors are speculated about getting rid of some of our top officials by Republicans, need to see what happens in an area where these people are, you know, think that they're in control and take control. That, you know, it happens in other states, and that hits Wisconsin, or it happens here first. And I watched it with Walker, you know, with all the older people getting handcuffed and things, and when they were sitting at the Capitol, you know. So I just wanted to bring that to your attention, because I thought, Matt,
thank you, Gene, because that is one of our topics. I'll probably get to it after the break. We're coming up on the break, and I'm going to try to squeeze in one more call. I see all of you on the line. There's a lot of you on the line. Do not hang up. I will get to you in order now or after the break, and then I'll respond to Gene's point about the Tennessee expulsion of Democrats. Wisco Paul, my friend, you're next. Thanks for calling us from my day, Wisco Paul.
Hey, good afternoon, Matt. Thanks for taking my call. The gentleman calling yesterday about abortion, they ought to think about Planned Parenthood networks and sort of sex education in the schools instead of bringing people in the world with poison water and no safety nets, I'm just saying. But that's good news that the Supreme Court will probably stay tilted, I'll call it, to the right side for quite some time. So thanks for taking my call, Dan, and have a great day.
Yeah, thank you very much. Thank you. Gary of Madison, my friend, we have a little over a minute. We'd like to squeeze you in. What's on your mind today?
Yeah, Matt, I can get it in. Hey, I just noticed starting on 2025, we're going to have six state justice races from 2025 through 2030. Here, every year, we're going to have a state Supreme Court race. That's how I got it figured out. Isn't that a thought?
Gary, you're making a good point. Just so everybody knows, under the law, you can only have one Supreme Court race every year. You can't have two. And what Gary is pointing out is there's none coming up in 24 and 25. It's Ann Walsh Bradley, and she will be able to hold that seat. But then a couple of the others that voted to decertify Joe Biden are up, and we have got to make sure we have good candidates. Gary, thanks for calling. We're going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
A fresh approach to finding common ground in the Fox Valley. This is Civic Media. Civic Media.
ABC News, I'm Morgan Norwood. The White House released a 12-page summary of an interagency review of the U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby said the Biden administration was severely constrained by the Trump administration, but
he trusted the best judgment of his leaders on the ground to make all operational decisions, including with regard to Abbey Gate.
Abbey Gate was where a bomb killed 13 U.S. service members and at least 160 Afghans. New calls for oversight of Supreme Court justices after a ProPublica report into Justice Clarence Thomas accepting lavish vacations from Harlan Crow, a billionaire Republican donor, and failing to list them on his financial disclosures. Crow says the Thomases are friends, and there's been no comments from the court or Justice Thomas. It's Holy Thursday, and Pope Francis took part in the traditional washing of the feet at a youth detention center on the outskirts of Rome. This is ABC News.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. About 40% of Wisconsin voters cast ballots in Tuesday's election. Unofficially, a little more than 1.8 million people in Wisconsin voted. That's a record for a spring election not held at the same time as a presidential primary. Wisconsin Republicans do not sound keen on impeaching Democrats after winning a supermajority in the state Senate Tuesday.
They would need to do something very serious, so no, we are not looking to start the impeachment process as a regular occurring event in Wisconsin.
That's Senate Majority Leader Devin LeMahieu speaking with Channel 12 in Milwaukee. Dan Knodel won a special election Tuesday, giving Republicans a two-thirds majority in the state Senate. In sports, the Bucks will be the top-seeded team in the NBA Eastern Conference playoffs after last night's win over Chicago. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
This is so good.
Why are you eating so much popcorn?
Well, I'm making a difference for Wisconsin schools, and I was able to easily shop online.
I mean, it does look yummy.
OMG, you've got to try this cheddar jalapeno.
Mmm, it is good.
Oh, and I ordered a bunch of other gourmet flavors, chocolate delight, cookies and cream, and even dill pickle, delivered to my door. And I help Wisconsin schools in the process. Go to the Wisconsin Popcorn Shop at civicmedia.us/shop. That's civicmedia.us/shop. And order now. The shop closes April 10th.
Business, everything your employees do impacts your brand, including what they wear. Cintas has high-performance workplace apparel for almost every job imaginable. From work shirts and pants to polos and khakis to oxfords or t-shirts, these clothes move, breathe, and look great. Your team gets the styles they like, you convey the image you want. And Cintas service includes weekly laundry and delivery. To learn more, visit Cintas.com.
Oh, I'm ready!
And get ready for the workday.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
Moving Day, a walk for Parkinson's, is happening around the country. Together we can unite in the fight against Parkinson's disease in a safe but exciting and fun way. So let's get moving. Join the Parkinson's Foundation to learn more and register at movingdaywalk.org.
Welcome back to Matt and Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're giving away two free Brewer tickets for the game tomorrow night. They're on a home run binge to the first caller who says they want them. In other words, somebody wants to go. Be nice weather. It'll be a terrific spring game. Milwaukee Brewers tomorrow night. Two free tickets to the first caller who says they want them. I want to pick up what Gina Beauclair said about what happened in Tennessee. It's disgusting. Here's what happened in Tennessee. Republicans in Tennessee, which have the majority, are going to expel three Democratic legislators, three of them, Gloria Johnson, Justin Jones, and Justin Pearson, because they joined a demonstration against gun violence as a result of the terrible killings down there, gun violence. And they're going to get rid of them under a House rule that says if you do the protests on the floor of the House, they can get rid of you, floor of the assembly. But they went to them and said, well, if you resign, you can keep your health benefits. We'll spash something. We'll keep your health benefits. If you don't resign, we'll expel you and you won't have your health benefits. And these are people that don't have any other income, so they would lose their health benefits. They lose their health benefits. Now, let me tell you a little history. The Georgia legislature tried this in the 1960s. There was a group after the civil rights movement started and after all the lynchings, there was a group called the Southern, the Student Nonviolent Coordinating Committee, SNCC, S-N-C-C. One of the people that they endorsed was Julian Bond in the mid-60s, who was a state legislator in Georgia. And SNCC, Student Nonviolent Coordinating Committee, came out opposing the Vietnam War kind of early because a Navy veteran in Alabama, a black guy, had gone into the whites-only restroom and was murdered. He was shot for using the whites-only restroom. So the Student Nonviolent Coordinating Committee said, we got to get out of Vietnam. You know, a lot of veterans are going over there, black and white, getting killed, and this is how they're treated. So the Georgia legislature said, well, to Julian Bond, who is elected to the legislature, you've got to denounce SNCC, and you've got to say they're bad people. He said, I'm not going to do that. They're good people, and they've endorsed me, and they expelled him. Went to the U.S. Supreme Court in a 9-0 decision. The U.S. Supreme Court said, you can't do that, and ordered him reinstated. Now, will this U.S. Supreme Court order Gloria Johnson, Justin Jones, and Justin Pearson to be reinstated? I hope so, but the six tarantulas up there may stand in the way. The six tarantulas may stand in the way. So stand by, but I'll tell you what. Those legislators are blameless. They got up and they said, this is disgusting. The Tennessee legislature, not only didn't they not pass legislation to restrict assault weapons and stop these mass killings, but they made it even easier to get them. We'll go to the lines. I'll take you in order. In order, we'll start with Karina Milwaukee. Karina Milwaukee, thanks for calling. What's in your mind today? Karina of Milwaukee, thanks for calling. What's on your mind today?
Hi. Listen, I was looking at the bill. There is a proposal for a Social Security bill is to take like $3 billion and put it into stock. And then because by 2034, we're not going to have any Social Security money and stuff like that. So I'm not, if you know anything about it, if you can just a little bit educate me and I guess other people, but because we don't know, nobody tells us what's going on with our future securities. And another thing is, as far as I understand, so Social Security getting paid by people who are having a payroll, right? So the payroll comes from people and the companies. And as soon as you hit $162,000 a year, you stop paying Social Security. It doesn't make sense because people in this country, there's more people who make over $50,000. It should kick in after $50,000, not kicked out after $162,000. I mean, I heard an example that baseball or basketball players, they done paying their Social Security through the first game of a first quarter a year, and that's it. They don't pay anymore. So why right. would do this and not, if we're looking for a capital, if we're looking for raising a capital, why wouldn't right. we raise the capital who's actually
yeah,
making
no, thanks money? For calling, Karina. You raised a lot of good points. I'm going to respond to your second point about Social Security because I want to move this along, but I also find that so important. And on Social Security, what Karina is saying is that right now you pay, and there's a payroll tax, employers and employees, and you pay up to 162 grand of your income. Then over and above that, you don't pay any more Social Security tax. But you do pay Medicare. In the early 80s, Tip O'Neill, the great Speaker of the House at the time, and Ronald Reagan got together to help save Medicare. And they agreed that there would be no limit on the income that you would pay your Medicare assessment for. And that really did save it for a long time. And Karina's right. Some of these ball players make $10 million a year. Social Security, they don't pay any Social Security over 162 grand. But when it comes to anything else and Medicare, they pay the whole thing. I think, and many people think, and Joe Biden thinks, that there should be an obligation to pay over 162. And what's been proposed is that you pay to 162, then there is a pause up to 400. So between 162 and 400, you don't pay, but over 400, you do pay. And that gets the big boys. That gets the big boys. And that is what has been proposed. I think it's an excellent suggestion. Karina, I think that it's excellent that you made that suggestion. And please call into the show again. I appreciate it. Travis of Greenfield, my friend. Thanks for calling us on your mind today, Travis.
Matt, I want those tourist tickets. But great show. I love listening to you.
Thank you. Well, Travis, I'll tell you what.
To you here.
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead.
After you, sir.
Yeah, no, Calvin, Travis, don't hang up after you put back on hold, and Calvin will get your info to how to get you the tickets, okay? Yeah. Did you have any thoughts on any current issue today, Travis?
I hope they lock Trump up for a long time, and I'm hoping that once he is actually arrested and DNA tested, they can go after him for that rape case that he's under, too.
Yeah, thanks a lot for calling, Travis. Calvin, please keep Travis on the line and get him the Brewer tickets and go Brewers. You're going to see some home runs, I'll tell you what, tomorrow night. And on the DNA, there's a requirement in New York law that the criminal defendants have to give a DNA test. They have to give a cheek swab. And E. Jean Carroll, who alleged that he raped her in the Bergdorf Goodman dressing room on a deserted part of the floor, which is pretty cold. I mean, it's pretty darn cold. She apparently has some sample on some clothing. And if they compare that and it turns out it's his DNA, I'll tell you what, I mean, I think that there's a lot of truth to what she has to say. Listen, Travis, thanks very much for calling in. Okay, we're going to go to something that really frosts me. Clarence Thomas. Clarence Thomas, it turned out, just revealed for a couple of 20 years, has been accepting free trips on the yachts and on jet airplanes and free vacations at a resort in the Adirondack Mountains from a mega donor to the Republican Party named Harlan Crow. Not only that, when he goes to these resorts, or this resort, Harlan Crow each year invites all of the big donors in the Republican Party, including this fellow Leo, who is the brains behind and the head of the Federalist Society, who just got $1.5 billion bequest by some rich guy who wants the Federalist Society to do well. And then Clarence Thomas and his wife are with these people for their vacation. And they're flown there in airplanes and they're on the yachts and so on. There is a requirement. You have heard, and I have said this many times, that the U.S. Supreme Court, alone among judges at any level in this country, don't have a code of ethics. And they refuse to pass a code of ethics for themselves. However, there is a law that they are bound by saying that they must submit financial disclosure forms of any gifts they get from anyone, of anything over $415. Now, suppose that a Supreme Court justice, in this case Clarence Thomas, has been getting jet rides on private jets, yacht trips, and a vacation in the Adirondacks from Harlan Crow for 20 years. You think that's worth more than $415? You bet it is. And when in the past, Calvin or Clarence Thomas has been sort of pounding the I'm a poor man drum. He has said in his public appearances, quote, where do you go on vacation? Quote, I prefer RV parks and Walmart parking lots. Says he has an RV and he parks it in Walmart parking lots. That isn't where he goes on vacation. He goes to this resort of Harlan Crow that he owns up in the Adirondacks. Harlan Crow's a billionaire. And he flies there on jets that Harlan Crow, private jets. Harlan Crow apparently has more than one of them. And on a private yacht. This is a serious problem. Clarence Thomas has been a Supreme Court justice since the early 90s for 30 years. And he was very young when he was appointed. He could easily go another 20 years. And he has badly hurt this country the entire time. Now, I like his life story. He struggled up. He got an education. I admire all of that. But enough's enough. And this is the guy who has been on record as basically saying he wants to get rid of New York Times versus Sullivan so that there's no First Amendment protections for journalists. He will, wealthy donors to the Republican Party will fund libel lawsuits if New York Times versus Sullivan is rescinded and bankrupt them, all but a few of the big ones. They will bankrupt and bankrupt small TV stations. Donald Trump did this in 2020. There was an ad, a devastating ad put out by the Lincoln Project that just used his own words, and he lied about the pandemic and a lot of other things. He sued the station here in Wisconsin in Rhineland and scared them, and they yanked it off the air. Even his own words. You can put a guy's own words on. He's the president of the United States, but they didn't want to pay the legal fees to win it. That's what's going on. Do not take this lightly. Clarence Thomas also believes in the independent legislature theory, which would mean that ultimately you will not get to vote for president. Your legislature will pick the presidential electors. There'll be no such thing as fake electors because they'll pick the electors. Clarence Thomas is behind that. Clarence Thomas is one of the people that was strongest in the Dobbs decision. He's been on there 30 years doing this kind of stuff. He supported black ops, dark money donors, Citizens United, putting whatever money they came in. We don't know where this money comes from. He's got to get off the Supreme Court. I think the Supreme Court should be limited to 15-year terms. That would take a constitutional amendment. But in this particular case, he has violated the law. He's supposed to submit financial disclosures for anything over $415. And for 20 years, he's been going to this Adirondack resort for free, flown on a private jet for free, went on yachts for free, and he's meeting with these Republican donors who have been bending his ear. We're going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
This is so good.
Why are you eating so much popcorn?
Well, I'm making a difference for Wisconsin schools, and I was able to easily shop online.
I mean, it does look yummy.
OMG, you've got to try this cheddar jalapeno.
Mmm, it is good.
Oh, and I ordered a bunch of other gourmet flavors, chocolate delight, cookies and cream, and even dill pickle, delivered to my door. And I help Wisconsin schools in the process. Go to the Wisconsin Popcorn Shop at civicmedia.us/shop. That's civicmedia.us/shop. And order now. The shop closes April 10th. Weather brought to you by Wisconsin Cheese and Popcorn Shop at civicmedia.us/shop.
Home of buttery popcorn treats and make your mouth water.
Tangy cheddar and jalapeno, dill pickle and Texas cheddar, and more. civicmedia.us/shop.
Part of the proceeds benefit Wisconsin athletic programs.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid.
Dude,
Did you hear about Cassie and Jake?
No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development?
Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Here's your updated forecast. Mainly clear tonight with a low of 26. Winds out of the northwest, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Partly cloudy tomorrow, high of 42. Cloudy skies tomorrow night, chance for snow showers. Lows dip down to about 29. Highs level off around 46 Saturday with mixed precipitation possible at times. D8, sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Sunday, 2 to 4 inches of snow tomorrow night through Saturday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 46.
This is Civic Media for the Fox Valley.
UAUKradio.com.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. One last thing about the Clarence Thomas matter. Back in the 1960s, there was a justice named Abe Fortas. Abe Fortas, he was a Democrat, too. But it turned out that he'd been getting some money from this guy who was a donor and never got prosecuted or anything, but he had to resign from the Supreme Court. He had to resign from the Supreme Court. Clarence Thomas should resign from the Supreme Court, or he should be impeached. Problem is the Republicans take 67 Senate votes, and that ain't going to happen. But you cannot have a Supreme Court justice taking that kind of money for 20 years by a Republican mega donor and then vacationing with them every summer. And take a look at his opinions. The result is obvious. I want to mention one fact, and I want to warn you about it. You will hear that Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Bobby Kennedy's son, has filed paperwork to run against Joe Biden in the Democratic primary. Now, he doesn't have a snowball's chance in hell, but I want to tell you my background with the Kennedy family and why I think this is a terrible idea. Robert F. Kennedy Jr., as much as I loved his father and his uncle, John F. Kennedy, is not fit for any public service. I was Ted Kennedy's Milwaukee County chairman in his 1980 presidential campaign. I was a delegate to the 1980 convention in New York, and Teddy was running, didn't make it, obviously, and Jimmy Carter got renominated, and I supported Jimmy Carter 100% in the general election against Ronald Reagan. But I think very highly of the Kennedys, and I met a lot of the Kennedy family, the sisters and so forth at that convention, and I met them again in the 1984 convention in San Francisco, Democratic nominating convention, when Walter Mondale was nominated. And I'll tell you what, I am a strong Kennedy stalwart. But Robert F. Kennedy, something went wrong with him. Robert F. Kennedy is an anti-vaxxer. He appeared on Tucker Carlson and is attacking Fauci and vaccines and absolutely wrong science. But more importantly, Sirhan murdered his father in 1968 in California, right after the California primary. I'll never forget it. When we heard the news, Bobby Kennedy had won that primary and was on his way to be nominated for president in 1968. And Sirhan, who's a sort of a jihadist, didn't like the fact that Bobby had come out supporting planes for Israel to defend itself, and he gunned him down, and he got the death penalty. Unfortunately, the state of California changed the death penalty, and they commuted him to life in prison. And every year he's gone in to get paroled. He's an arrogant son of a gun. Every year he's either lied about his involvement, said he didn't do it, or he doesn't remember it. They ask him, does he regret it? He says, I don't remember it. You can't get paroled on that kind of a basis. When he came up the last time, a year ago, the parole board, a left-wing parole board, said he should be paroled. And Robert F. Kennedy Jr. supported him, supported the assassin of his own father. It was disgusting. The whole rest of the Kennedy family rallied around, said, no way. This guy could have been executed. In my own view, he should have been executed 50 years ago, but he should not get out, especially when he comes before the parole board and lies and says he doesn't remember it, because before he said he was justified and he still wanted parole. So Robert F. Kennedy, then he goes on Tucker Carlson not too long ago, and here's what he says about the vaccine for COVID. And he opposed anybody taking it and anybody being required to take it. And he said, quote, it's better to lose your life than your freedom, end quote. This is Robert F. Kennedy Jr. Except for the fact that he bears Bobby's name, and except he looks sort of, I mean, you can tell the resemblance. This guy is as far from Bobby Kennedy as you can imagine. So I say this with great regret, given my long connection, I think, to the certainly politically to the Kennedy family, and the esteem in which I hold them. But if anybody says to you, oh, Bobby Kennedy's son is running, yeah, he's running, but you heard it from me, a Kennedy stalwart, is a guy you should stay far away from. He is truly bad news. Final thing I want to leave you with is back in February, there was a two-day meeting in Washington, D.C. by the Right Wing Heritage Foundation trying to instruct states on how to repress votes. 13 states were represented, including the chief election officers of Indiana, Florida, Mississippi, Missouri, Montana, Tennessee, Virginia, and West Virginia. They all showed up. How do you do it? How do you tinker with IDs, especially in the African-American community? In Montana, what they are doing, the Republicans right now, they're changing the law. We have Senator Tester. He's a Democrat, tough state to be in. They're now going to change the law because they have complete control of the legislature for gerrymandering and the governorship to make it what's called the jungle primary. You know what that is? That means you don't run by party. Anybody sticks his name in, the top two people go to the general. Well, Montana has so many Republicans, it's hard for Tester to get reelected anyway. But if he doesn't place either one or two, he doesn't even get to run for reelection. And that's what they're doing out in Montana. In Texas, they're passing new restrictions on younger voters because younger voters are killing them. Here in the Protasewicz win the other day, there were student wards in Madison where Protasewicz got 1,600 votes and Kelly got 49 votes, 98%. Young people are damn tired of older people hogging politics and with regressive ideas. So they're going to shut it down in Texas. And on IDs and so forth, they're going to make it very, very hard. And of course, in Tennessee, the Republicans are tossing out three Democratic legislatures unless the six tarantulas uphold their right to stay in as they did back in the Supreme Court in the 1960s with Julian Bond. The goal is minority rule. The goal is fascism creeps in on little cat's feet. Fascism creeps in on little cat's feet. Arkansas, Florida, Idaho, Missouri, North Dakota, Ohio, and Oklahoma are now restricting what kind of referenda can be put on by popular demand. And they are passing laws, some of them, that says you can't have one on abortion. You can't even put it on the ballot. You can't even put it on the ballot. So be vigilant. Be eternally vigilant. Fascism is creeping in on little cat's feet. Coming to the end of the show. Great show. Great callers as always. Matt Flynn Direct. We're back same time, same place tomorrow. Signing off for today.
This is so good.
Why are you eating so much popcorn?
Well, I'm making a difference for Wisconsin schools, and I was able to easily shop online.
I mean, it does look yummy.
OMG, you've got to try this cheddar jalapeno.
Mmm, it is good.
Oh, and I ordered a bunch of other gourmet flavors, chocolate delight, cookies and cream, and even dill pickle, delivered to my door. And I help Wisconsin schools in the process. Go to the Wisconsin Popcorn Shop at civicmedia.us/shop. That's civicmedia.us/shop. And order now. The shop closes April 10th.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media app. ABC.